The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Caprete e masica, le papa likete ke proto rapa shaka, le pepe keteke baroko to caprete e bastia. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Worthy art thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. We thank you this morning. We thank you for a brand new life in a brand new day. A brand new life in a brand new day. A brand new life in a brand new day. A brand new life in a brand new day. A brand new life in a brand new day. Ile papa rakata kabayakata. Let's begin to bless the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord in your own way. Le papa, if you can speak in tongues, you speak in tongues, sir. If you cannot speak in tongues, sir, you can just declare the blood. Or you can just say, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord Jesus, we thank you. That is all. That's okay. Le papa rakata kabaite. Resurrection power for today is underway. Resurrection power for today is underway. Ile papa from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church. Ile papa House of Destiny located at Pig Farm Down or Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. Le papa rakatakabastike basho. Resurrection power. Ile papa for today, or simply power for today. Ile papa is underway, is underway, is underway. Le papa papa, share the link to mature Christian, to mature ones who are serious, not to everybody. Le papa rokoto kapastike basho, share the link to those who are really serious. Ile papa lokoto kapa rakato kalibre eteke baste. Le papa leketeke baro, those who accept the word even as it comes to them. Le papa rokoto kapa rakato kali. Ile papa lokoto kapa rakato kali pepe. This program is for mature Christians. This program is not ile papa a new convert class. Ile papa lokoto kapa rakato kabekete, or even discipleship class. Ile papa, even if you call it discipleship, is higher discipleship. Le papa rakata kaba itele bosha. Ile pepe iteke barokotoa, le pepe keteke barokoto kapa itakabaye, le pepe keteke barokoto kapa, ile pepe iteke barokoto kapa. Whatever you are doing, you can be driving while listening and following. You can be doing something while listening and following. Le papa rokoto kapa itale veshe, ile pepe iteke baro, je pere keteke barokoto kapa ya, ile pepe keteke baro, je pere keteke barokoto kapa ya. Today it is loaded. It is loaded today. The message is heavy. The message is loaded today. The exhortation is heavy and loaded today. Labakarama zakata iprekiteke ya ile papa. Those who join late, ile papa leketeke ba, they will miss a lot. Le prokoto raba shakuta kaba iprokoto raba shakata kaba ya. God is about to open our eyes. God is about to give us insight and revelation. God is about to lift us to another realm. God is changing our foundation. God is changing the atmosphere. There is a turnaround, fruitfulness and productivity, results and greater works. Ile papa have come to dwell in the house. Ile papa and among us. We give you all the glory. 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 Urabashata kabayakata. Let's continue to bless the Lord. Le papa rakata kabayakata. Bless the Lord and declare the blood. Rataka kabarakata. Ipreketeke barakata. Ipeketeke baroko tu kaprete e basti. Si papa leketeke ba arenteke baja. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. In the language.
We celebrate you this morning. If you can speak in tongues,
if you cannot speak in tongues, just bless the Lord in the language you understand, or just declare the blood.
Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you, 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 we thank you. We exalt you, we uplift you, we glorify your name, O God. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King. You are worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be exalted and be uplifted.
We thank you that you are
you reign in the affairs of men.
Lord,
come and take your position, O God, in our lives. We give you, O God, your position. We give you 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 your position. Come and take your position in our lives. Come and take your position in our lives, O God.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you.
You have provided
Lord.
For us. You have protected us, O God. You have watched over us, O God. You sent your angel, God, to take care of us, O God, to watch over us.
Father,
we are grateful unto you this morning. We thank you for a brand new life, in a brand new day, in a brand new body. Only you, the Almighty, can do such a thing like this. When we were like dead people on our beds, we never knew what was happening. But you sent your angels to keep watch over us.
Lord.
And at the right time, you sent your spirit to God to quicken our mortal bodies. We are grateful. Father, we celebrate you this morning. We say, Lord, we are all gathered here, O God, to celebrate you. We are gathered here, O God, to praise your name. We are gathered here, O God, to exalt you and to uplift you. And we are gathered here, O God, to receive power for today. We are gathered to receive strength for today. We are gathered here, O God, to receive wisdom, to receive, O God, every element, favor, grace, O God, that we need, O God, to overcome this day and to live victorious lives, O God, in every aspect of our lives, O God, this day. Father, we thank you. Father, we exalt you. Father, we uplift your name. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you, Father. Have your way, O God. We declare the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. Let the blood of Jesus pave the way for us, O God. Let the blood wash us, O God, of every uncleanliness, every sin. We saturate our atmosphere and environment with the blood. We secure everywhere in the blood. We secure, O God, the network in the blood. Everything, O God, the technicians, O God, in the blood. Myself and the lady pastor in the blood. Everyone online in the blood and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We thank you and we exalt you this day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us, precious sons and daughters of God online, and those who are about to join. Once again, I welcome you to Resurrection Power for Today, or simply Power for Today. Somebody said it is powerful. Power for Today. This is a platform where we come to be empowered for the day, to be empowered with the word of God, to be empowered through prayer, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Whatever state in which you are, whatever you are doing now, continue it, but I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you attention to just follow. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, and then our technician, Boja Worldwide and Pascal. Yes. We thank the Lord for this morning. The Lord has given me a message that I should share. Yes, I was praying from 2:27 a.m. 2:27 a.m. And then the message has dropped. And the Lord wants me to continue where I ended last Wednesday after rendering the apology. And then the Lord brought a message out of that. So a message has come out of that. The Bible said that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and those who are called according to what his purpose. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Let me tell you, in every challenge, if you focus on God, if you focus on Christ and not the challenge, in that challenge, something good will come out of it. I'm telling you, something good always comes out of every challenge. Something good always comes out. I am telling you that what the Lord has been speaking to me since that Wednesday, I can write a book. I can write a book. I am telling you. And so this morning, our theme is commanding our natural roots, foundations, and connections, or foundation connections and backgrounds for our fruitfulness, productivity, results, greater works. Commanding, just put in your own way, commanding our natural roots or foundation, for our fruitfulness, productivity, results, and greater works. Or for our fruitfulness, commanding our natural roots, foundations, connections, background, for our fruitfulness, for our productivity, our results, and our greater works. In Psalm 11, verse 3, Psalm number 11, verse 3, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Or what is the righteous doing? Other verse say, what is the righteous doing when the foundations are being destroyed? What is the righteous doing? What is the righteous doing? Another version, New King James. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Also, Psalm 82, verse number 5. Psalm 82, verse number 5. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. All the foundations of the earth are hot and stable. This is talking about the systems that are governing. This is talking about traditions. Traditions of men. And the systems that are governing nations. This particular verse, Psalm 82 verse 5, and Psalm 11 verse 3, foundations. They are talking about our backgrounds, our roots, national foundations, tribal foundations, family foundations, regional foundations. Now, when you come to Romans, about 18 years ago, I preached and taught on foundations, and I tell you, that brought a lot of liberation. And the Lord is just has just brought this, but this one I'm going to speak about is another level. Romans 11, 16. Romans 11, 16. If the roots are holy, so are the branches. Let me read from the New King James, Romans 11, 16. For if the first fruits is holy, the lamp is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. Amen. Isaiah 43, verse 27 to 28. 8. He says something like, your first ancestor sinned. Isaiah 43. In fact, we did this thing, I think during the COVID, when we were at home. Isaiah 43, verse 27 to 28. Your first father sinned, and your mediators have transgressed against me. Therefore, I will profane the princes of the sanctuary. I will give Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Amen.
Amen.
When you read John chapter 15, let me read them all. John 15 from verse 1 to 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Let me start by saying that our salvation in Christ is a holistic one. Everybody say holistic.
Holistic.
Say holistic.
Holistic.
Why should Jesus come and die for us if there is still something left to be done? Why? Why should he come to sacrifice his life if it is not holistic? Our salvation in Christ is what? Holistic. You child of God online and those who be joining, those of us who call ourselves Christians, sons and daughters of God, followers of Christ, whatever church you attend, once in your heart, you are a follower of Christ. You believe in Jesus. You have accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Your salvation in Christ is all holistic. Jesus came to pay the price. He paid for everything we owe the devil and God. He said it is finished, Tetelestai. Look, we are brand new in Christ. 2 Corinthians 15, 17, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation, including woman, is even mankind, is a new creation. Colossians 2:10, you in Christ, we are complete or full. In Christ, we are complete or full. He has come to pay with his life and his blood for every blessing that we want to enjoy. Look, there are two kinds of blessings. Unconditional blessings and conditional blessings. Unconditional blessings, they are universal. Look, they are universal. The eyes you have. Did you pray that God should give you eyes? Are you not seeing? Are you not breathing? Don't you have a mouth to talk like I'm talking? Don't you have hands and legs? These are unconditional. We were born with these things. What about the air we breathe? Do we pay for it? What about the sunshine by day and the moons and the stars by night? What about the earth on which we are walking or driving or sitting? What is it? What about the vegetation? What about the sea and the river, the water we drink? This we call the universal blessings. But then we also have these universal blessings, we call the unconditional blessings. But apart from this, there are unique and personal individual blessings. For instance, the things you want, I don't want them. There are people online who are praying for marriage. Husband, I don't need a wife. Somebody doesn't need a husband. But somebody needs a wife. So, personal, what you need personal, those ones, they have been paid for already. They have been paid for. When you read Ephesians 1:3, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms. Yes. And 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Yes, God, he has given us everything we need for godliness and for life. 2 Peter 1 3. So now, those blessings that you desire, they've already been paid for. But there is a condition for you to access them. Personal ones. There are conditions. There is a price to pay. There are corresponding actions. And for God to bless you, he will have to address issues in your life. Let me say this again. For God to bless you, he will have to address issues in your life that can stop the blessings, terminate the blessings, or that can cause the enemy to steal the blessings, or that can cause the blessing not to flow, or that can has been causing the blessing not to flow. He will address those issues. And those issues are, we call them what? Foundational issues. We call them roots. We call them your background, your connections. And these issues sometimes, they are connected to your national, where you come from. They are connected to tribal, your tribe. They are connected to your family background. They are connected to your past. Please, our past is gone. Our past is gone. Jesus has paid for it. But let me tell you, our past is still relevant. The devil uses our past to fight us because of what? Ignorance. Because of ignorance, the devil uses our national foundations, tribal foundations, family foundations to fight us. Because of ignorance and our passionate connection. Our passionate connection. Somebody is offended because they mention his nation. Somebody is offended because they mention his tribe. Somebody is offended because they mention his family. Passionate. Not that we should not belong. We should belong. We should belong. We should be proud. Look, I am proud that I'm a Ghanaian. I am proud of where I come from. We should be proud. We should attend meetings. We should be part. But listen, the foundations, we shouldn't be proud of the foundations. Because that is what the enemy uses to fight us. Look, there was a man in Matthew chapter 19. Matthew 19, let me tell you something. Your past is still relevant. I'm telling you. Not relevant in Christ. As long as it depends on you and you want to move forward, your past in Christ is still relevant. I'm telling you. You need to deal with some things. Personally. Even though they have been dealt with. In Matthew chapter 19, let me show you this. There was this young man, Matthew chapter 19, from verse 8, from verse 16. Now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? 17. So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Are you seeing? If you want to be blessed, if you want a better life, if you want the life of God to flow into your life, keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 20. The young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? Verse 21. Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. 22. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. So you see, what you are connected to. This young man was so connected to materialism and wealth. He didn't want anybody to touch that area. There are areas in our lives we don't want anybody to touch. That is your limitation. That is our limitations. That is our limitations. Pastor preached this. Pastor said this. Pastor is attacking me. Pastor is doing this. Because he mentioned this. So. That is your limitation. Look at this young man. He said, I've done all that. Jesus said. Jesus was not saying that we don't need to be rich. But Jesus saw where, what is limiting her. Sorry, him. Jesus saw that his heart, where his heart is connected, area that he doesn't want anybody to touch. So when Jesus touched that area, he went about what? Sorrowful. Sorrowful. Look, no pastor, I, Delali Boja, I am not your solution. Never. No church here on earth is your solution. No prophet is your solution. You are your own problem and your own solution. Ours is to guide you out of your problem. And then you realize your solution. I'm telling you. We are to guide you. We are to open your eyes. We are to link you up. That's why you need to receive God's word with your spirit, not emotions. I am going to say some things right now. Look. Our foundations are not godly. Right from the Bible. Every believer in Christ has two foundations and roots. Say two foundations and roots.
Two foundations and roots.
Yes. Number one, your natural or physical foundation. That is made up of your national foundation, your tribal foundation, your family foundation, physical. Every believer in Christ, we have two foundations. Natural, physical. And these are made up of the country you come from, the tribe you come from, the family you come from. And then, number two, your spiritual foundation, that is Christ, who became our Redeemer, or who is our Redeemer. That is our salvation in Christ, is complete, total. However, out of ignorance, Satan uses our natural foundation to rob us of the numerous benefits of our new life in Christ. I'm telling you, he uses our foundations, natural foundation, to fight us and to rob us. Why did they say I am like this? Why did they mention my family name? Why did they mention my country name? Why did they mention my tribal name? He uses those things to do what? To fight us. Meanwhile, let me tell you, Satan uses our natural roots, foundations, to settle us for less, to limit us. So even though we are born again in Christ, our natural roots or foundations limits us. Yes, our natural roots, foundations, limitations, they limit us. And these are connected to the flesh, the world system, that we live with the flesh. We live in a fallen world, which has its own systems, and of which Satan always finds somebody. You see, let me just say this. I am mixing something here. Do you know that the systems of this world, do you know how they began? The systems of this world started with Cain. They began with Cain. Cain was the first born of Adam and Eve. And Cain was the second incarnate of the devil. Cain was the second incarnate of the devil. And so Cain slaughtered Abel. So Cain represents the line of the wicked, the unrighteous. And Abel represents the line of the righteous. That was why the Holy Spirit was sent to help us overcome our natural inheritance. That is why the word of God has been written down for us, because our natural physical foundations are greatly influenced by the God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan, the devil. Yes. Like I said, our natural or physical foundation, foundations that we grew up or originate from, are not godly. They are not godly. Don't be proud. Be proud that you are from somewhere, but don't be proud. Be proud that you are rather in Christ. Paul said, if I am proud of anything, I am proud in heart in Christ. Some of us, if we are, in fact, I heard something since Wednesday. The things I've heard about where I come from, which I didn't even know myself. Yesterday, I heard a call from an 89-year-old man. 89-year-old man whose granddaughter, I think the granddaughter follows the line, follows, whose granddaughter told him some of the things I said. And because of Arnold Aticho that I mentioned, and the grandfather mentions one Mr. Aticho, so he sent the link and say, ah, yes, what, yes, yes. So the man, I don't know how the person got my number and called me. The granddaughter gave the number to the grandfather. And I will tell you what that the man said. So you see, our natural or physical foundations or roots grew up or originated from the Babylonian system. This Babylonian system was established by Nimrod. Nimrod in Genesis chapter 10. Nimrod was a great hunter, an African, a black man, Nimrod. But Nimrod, through Cain, this system, this evil system, Cain was the one who started them. And even though the flood came to wipe them away, that spirit still found Nimrod. Because spirit don't die. They are always hovering and looking for somebody who is available. So when you read Genesis chapter 4, verse 17 to 24, Genesis 4, 17 to 24, the root of Cain, Cain was an enemy of the righteous. So if you watch, you read Genesis 4, verse 19, Lamech was the first to introduce polygamy. Lamech was a descendant of Cain. Lamech was a descendant of Cain. And he was the first polygamy. He was the first to marry two wives. Polygamist. He was the first to marry two wives. So you are seeing? Are you seeing where all these things are coming from? They are coming from Cain. Verse 28. Lamech, like his first ancestor Cain, was the second to murder. Lamech, he boasted to his two wives, that he has killed somebody. So Lamech, a descendant of Cain, was the second person, like his ancestor, to kill. Then when we come to Genesis chapter 10, this spirit of Cain located Nimrod, a mighty warrior with a black skin. I'm not saying an African, who established the Babylonian system. And this Babylonian system is a rival system to theocratic system. All systems in the world, all traditions, whatever you call them, that was why Jesus said in Mark chapter 7, verse 13, you nullify the word of God with all your tradition of men. That's why they call them tradition of men. They are all connected to what? Babylonian system. Mark chapter 7, verse 13, tradition of men. Cain and his wicked and evil system were destroyed in the flood. But Genesis 10, 8 to 12, the spirit of Satan will always find somebody, hence Nimrod. Because the new world after the flood was occupied by Noah and his son's family. Noah and his sons. I'm telling you, Noah and his family, they survived the flood. So how come that evil continued? Evil always hover around to find somebody who is thinking in line. It will always create situation for people to think that way. Then the spirit will enter. So that was how Nimrod became the continuation of that evil and wicked system of Cain. You know, hence our natural roots and foundations are as relevant as our new foundation, our newfound lives in Christ. Yes, our newfound lives in Christ. Let me give you an example. You see, we shouldn't boast, I am this, I am that. We should boast in Christ. So, in fact, we should thank God. Look, thank God where you come from, but let us boast more in Christ. Because it is only in Christ that we have a unified destiny. I'm telling you, it is only in Christ that we have a unified destiny. We are only united in Christ. And only in Christ that we have healing. Christ came to heal us of our natural, tribal, and regional and family diversities. Only in Christ that we are one. Why should 10 people score the same marks of first class, but only three or few number will shine, the rest will not shine? Why? 10 people in first class, only three will shine, the rest, you don't hear of them. Do you know why? Our roots, our foundation is where our differences are. People attended the same school. But why? People attended the same high school, quality school. Even people they were better off than, they are doing better than them. I'm telling you, I've heard this again and again. People, they are better off in class, at school. They are performing more and they are even better off than them. Do you know the reason why? Our foundations, our roots, national foundations, regional foundations and roots, tribal foundations and roots, family foundations and roots. That is where our differences are. And that was why Christ came. It is time to deal with our roots, our foundations. I'm telling you. It is time to deal with our natural, tribal, family, and personal roots and foundations. Look, let me give you an example. Let's go to, let's look at the effect of tribal limitations, tribal effects of settling for less. The effect of tribal limitations. Those of us who are proud that we are from certain tribes is good, though. But let me tell you, what is the foundation of that tribe? Let me show you in the Bible. Reuben. Time will not permit me to talk about Moses. Reuben. Let's take Reuben. In Genesis, let's look at the progression. Reuben was the firstborn of Jacob. Is that not it? Reuben was the first son of Jacob. But what did Reuben do? In Genesis 35, verse 21 to 22, Reuben slept with Jacob's girlfriend, Jacob's concubine. Reuben slept with the father's wife. Reuben slept with the father's concubine. And the Bible says that Jacob didn't say anything. Go and read. There is no time. Genesis 35, 21 to 22. When he did that, Jacob didn't say anything. Look, let me tell you. There are some things when you do and your father or your mother didn't talk. Your pastor didn't talk. Hey, the authority over you doesn't say anything. It is more dangerous. I'm telling you. When people decide not to talk about you, you are finished. I'm telling you, you are finished. Jacob didn't say anything. But then when Jacob was about to die, in Genesis 49, that one, let me read. Genesis 49, Jacob organized all, he said, he told his children, come and let me prophesy your future. Those days, in fact, the father's words were directly like God. In fact, God gave fathers the authority like himself. So when fathers speak, even today, don't joke, they still have part of that authority with them. So now, when Jacob was about to die, he called all his sons, gather so that I tell you what your future will be, or how your future will be. When he got to Reuben, in Genesis 49, verse 3 to 4. Let's see what he said about Reuben. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed. Then you defied it. He went up to my couch. He said, Reuben, you will not excel again. You will not excel. Reuben, you will not excel. You are my firstborn, my first strength. You are supposed to excel. But because of what you did, you will not excel again. You will be few. You will be limited. You will always settle for less. And do you know the manifestations? Numbers 13 and 14. The 12 leaders from the tribes, the 12 tribes who Moses sent to go and spy the land, and they came with a bad report. The Reubenites, the tribe of Reuben, they started. They influenced the other 10. They influenced them. Charlie, we can't. We can't. Oh. Charlie, we can't. These giants, we can't. The curse was working. You see the curse? Because Reuben has been settled for less. So the land that God promised them and said, look, I will fight the enemy and give it to you. Reuben said, we cannot. Now, let us look at another place where it is so clear. It is so clear, the Numbers. Numbers 32. This one I'll read. The tribe settling east of the Jordan. Numbers 32. Let me read from verse 1 to 3 and then going down. This one, it is very clear. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, now they have become a tribe. Their ancestor Reuben is dead and gone. So some verses say the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Reuben. What is your tribe? So the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had very great multitude of livestock. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that indeed the region was a place for livestock, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses, to Eleazar, the priest, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, Ataroth, Dibon, Jaza, Nimra, Heshbon, Eliali, Shiban, Niba, and Beon, the country which the Lord defeated before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. Therefore, they said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servant as a possession. Do not take us over the Jordan. When God said they should cross the Jordan, the land God gave the Israelites was after they have crossed the Jordan, Canaan. because the spirit of searching for less was working in the tribe of Reuben, they say, please, don't let us cross the Jordan. Don't let us cross the Jordan. Verse 6. And Moses said to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war while you sit here? Now, why will you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord has given them? Thus your fathers did. This is what your fathers did. This was what your fathers did when I sent them away from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. That was Numbers 13 and 14, when they went to spy the land. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel, so that they did not go into the land which the Lord had given them. So the Lord's anger was aroused on that day, and he swore an oath, saying, surely none of the men who came up from Egypt, from 20 years old and above, shall see the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. So the Lord's anger was aroused against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone. And look, you have risen in your father's place, a brood of sinful men, to increase still more the fierce anger of the Lord against Israel. For if you turn away from following him, he will once again leave them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. Look at that. Some of the people we have around us. Look at that. Our interactions are what? Foundational. They are foundational. Your friends. This is my best friend. They are foundationals. It's our foundation. Our foundations are interacting. This is what somebody was carrying. Reubenites. They don't advance. They are always settling for less. Yes, this thing we cannot. This thing we cannot. This thing this. This thing this. This thing this. That's the tribe of Reuben. That's the tribe of Reuben. So what is your tribe? Do you know why Moses didn't enter the promised land? The tribe of Levi. Levi and Simeon. Anger. The tribe of Levi. Thank God I'm mentioning Levi and not any other region. The tribe of Levi. So that nobody will get angry. The tribe of Levi. Yes. Anger. Miriam. Look at Miriam. He got leprosy. Anger. Because she got angry. She got angry that the brother Moses married an Ethiopian. Why didn't you tell us? Look at Aaron. When Moses was on the mountain, 40 days and 40 nights, and Aaron was not coming down. Moses was not coming down. Aaron got angry. Why are we waiting here? You people, remove your golden chains and other things. And he made the calf. Anger. Moses. Anger because of anger. Because their ancestor Levi and Simeon, they got angry and went and killed Sechem after they have entered into covenant. When the king of Sechem, when he raped Dinah, and then the people say, we want to marry you. And then they say, okay, if you want to marry our sister, our daughter, you should circumcise as we circumcise. Why they circumcised and they were in pain, Levi and Simeon broke the covenant and went and killed them. And that became a curse. Anger. Anger was a curse on them. So because of anger, Moses didn't enter the promised land. Because he displayed anger on two occasions. In Exodus 12, when he went and saw the Egyptian and then the Israelites fighting, he killed the Egyptian and buried him. Again, in Exodus 32, when he went to the mountain, by the time he came back, he saw that Aaron has made a golden calf for the people to worship. He got angry and broke down the tablets on which God has written. Then the third place, Numbers 20, when God said he should speak to the rock, not striking, as he used to strike in Exodus 17. Now over here, don't strike, but speak out of anger, pressure, because the people were praying, give us water, give us water. No, no, why? Moses couldn't stand it. Instead of speaking, he struck. Brah! Then God said, never, you will not enter. You see, tribal limitations is enough. We want to pray now. We will continue this on Monday, next week. You see tribal limitations? You see foundational limitations to our fruitfulness, to our productivity, to our results, and to our greater works? Yes. Look, when you marry, you and your wife or your husband, you have inherited the same foundation. So you need to deal with what that foundation or root. Yesterday, when this 89-year-old man called me, he said, are you so? I said, yes. Are you from where Mr. Arnold Aticho comes from? I say yes. Say, oh, my son, how are you? He say, I was born in your hometown, so I know your hometown history. When Arnold Aticho's father was head teacher in the primary school, my father was the head teacher at the middle school. I was born there. My first 15 years, I spent it in your hometown. So I know that family very well. And when I grew up, went to training college, I came back to teach there and became head teacher there for 10 years. Do you know that your people are like this? Do you know why your people cannot go far? Do you know why your people this? Because my granddaughter told me what you thought, what you said. And I couldn't just sit down. Even my own hometown, I've also made research. He was telling me that his own hometown. What do you know about your background? What do you know about your tribe? What do you know about your region? What do you know about your nation? God will only use somebody's eyes, whose eyes he has opened, to reveal it. Tribal limitations, national limitations, family limitations. This man says something that shocked me, which I haven't heard before. We will continue on Monday. We want to pray right now. We want to pray. Say, Lord,
Heal me.
Visit my foundation.
Any foundation.
I have inherited. That is fighting.
My fruitfulness.
That is fighting.
My productivity.
That is fighting.
My resolve.
That is fighting.
My greater works.
Oh Lord.
Disconnect me.
By the blood of Jesus Christ, I disconnect myself from every national foundation. Let me tell you this. Why do we have racism against black people? That's a foundation. Racism. When you detach yourself from national foundation, look, when you get to a place, white people will celebrate you. I'm telling you. But as long as that foundation is still connected to you, look, not everybody that they treat racism. I'm telling you. Tribal foundation. Do you know that there are some companies that will never employ you because of your tribe? Do you know that? Do you know that some companies will never employ you because of your tribe? Those of us whose name, immediately you mention, they know where you are coming from. Thank God that you called me. Thank God that you called me into the ministry. I'm telling you, there are some places you can never work because of your tribe. Even university, there are some courses that they don't give to some tribal people. Some tribe. I'm telling you. A professor was telling me. And another student, another person told me that a particular professor, he will never, the moment they realize that, they won't give you that course. Very tribalistic. Then you are boasting of your tribe. We should boast so, but we should boast in Christ. Please, I am not disconnecting you physically. Please, visit your hometown. Go to meetings. Go for Easter. Go for this. But then, the negative one, disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Don't be proud of it. Why is it that some families, look, some families, the father was rich, the mother was rich. After they died, that's all. The children are useless. All the properties they make down, they are waste. I'm telling you, they are waste. They are waste. Like I said, how can 10 people get first class? 10 people who attended the same school, better school. But only 3 are shining. What is happening to the rest 7? Foundation. Foundation. That is where our diversity is. We are friends. But listen to me. The devil traces our foundations. Our foundations are different. Just like our bloodline. Our blood, the blood we carry is different. Oh, that is why we take communion. It is only in Christ that we are unified. That is why as Christians, we should become one. We shouldn't fight each other. Pastors fighting, each other. Churches fighting each other. No. It is only in Christ that we are united. Outside Christ, is foundations. Your foundations will waste you. Your foundations will eat you up. Your foundation will destroy you. Your foundations are limiting you. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful woman. Nobody is saying I will marry you. Nobody. The first marriage will not work. Second will not work. Only the third. Some even the third will not work. It's a foundation. Either it is natural, it is tribal, it is family or personal. These are the things we are dealing with. Next week, we are going to deal with this. Please, share this link with mature Christians, not immature ones. Mature Christians who are prepared to receive the word. I beg you. This program is for mature. It's not for baby. No. It's for mature ones who want to grow and go to another realm. Not everybody you should share this link with. No. Because the things we are dealing with here, they are not children. They are not children. No. We are not dealing with new converts. No. We are dealing with mature ones who are moving forward, irrespective of your church. This is not a denomination. This is not political. This is not tribal. This is the platform of Christ. It's the platform of the Holy Spirit. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus
Christ.
Heal
my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Locate my foundation.
Locate my foundation.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That is fighting.
That is fighting.
That is frustrating.
That is frustrating.
That is delaying.
That is delaying.
That is withholding.
That is withholding.
My fruitfulness.
My fruitfulness.
My productivity.
Activity,
my
results,
my greater works,
my greater works.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ,
blood of Jesus Christ,
heal it, heal it,
heal it,
heal it, heal it, heal it. Heal my foundation.
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 Heal my foundation. Let the blood of Jesus Christ heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Heal my foundation.
Yes, Lord, that I'm fighting.
Break it, take it, break it, take it, break it.
Le papa lokoto kabale keteke bale. Le
prakata kabale lokoto kabale keteke bale. Fighting my testimonies.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Zigba. Is it a madam or is it a lady name or a woman's name or? Huh? Zigba. Zigba. No.
It's a man.
Okay, it's a man. Look at what. Thank you very much, Zigba. We need to clap for you. Say, there are certain countries that will deny you visa simply because of the name you carry.
Wow.
This is the first time I'm hearing this. There are certain countries that will deny you visa simply because of the name you carry. I break that foundation off you. Even though you carry that name from today, when they mention that name, look, every foundation has a spirit and a strong man. Every foundation has a spirit and a strong. This today we are going up to 7:30. I'm telling you, we are going up to 7:30. It's a mature program. We are sacrifice. We are going up to 7:30. Now listen, this 89-year-old man. When he said, "So you know Arnold Atichie's story?" I say, "Yes." ACCA landing. ACCA landing. 1974. He was the first. And the mark he got, they say no Africa has gotten that mark. My father has that graphic because my father is a printer. Was a printer. And now even my mother, they have those graphics. They have it there. I read. But because our first king rejected an honor that missionaries brought, a flag and a sword. A sword, rulership, a flag meaning global influence, global recognition. Our first chief, he rejected it. The elder, they rejected it. And when they left there, they sent it to the next town. So my hometown, we are under their paramountship. I'm telling you, paramountship. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are under their paramount. We don't have a paramountship. Even though we have TV, call it a paramountship. We say paramount. We don't. They are. It's not in papers. It's not in gazette. My hometown is strategically located. When they divided the authority, it's supposed to be a district capital. So and so, because it is at the middle. My hometown is like Tetekwasi runabout. So when you are coming from Dawenya, you are coming from Afenya, you are coming from Accra, it is easy. They all meet there. But do you know where they send this thing?
The capital.
They send the district capital to a place like Dawenya. So you get to the roundabout center, and then everybody, you have to drive back. Why? Foundation. Foundation. Tribal foundation. So this old man was saying, so you know about this? So I say, yes. 1974, ACCA, London. The first black man. But you know when they were writing, instead of writing my hometown, they wrote Likpe. Likpe from Likpe. When they wrote a rejoinder, in the rejoinder, they hand, that evil hand, changed the name again to Baika. All the people, they are there, Baika. You think it's an ordinary thing? Enoch in Lakna University, when they were interviewing them, yes, an African, this is what an African from Africa, from this, they didn't face Africa, Enoch Yarboja, from West Indies. West Indies. They didn't even say African or Ghanaian. West Indies. West Indies. It is there in their papers. West Indies. What are you talking about? Because they mention your tribe. What are you talking about? Let's pray right now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Google my foundation.
Locate my foundation. Anything that is located in my foundation that is limiting me, that is making me unfruitful, that is making me unproductive. Holy Spirit, Google my foundation. Google my foundation. Pray that prayer right now.
Locate my foundations. Heal my foundations. Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Google 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 my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver my foundations.
Deliver
my foundations. Deliver my
foundations. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
Locate my source.
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 The source.
Source
of unfruitfulness.
Of unfruitfulness.
The source.
The source
of unproductivity.
Unproductivity.
The source.
The source
of lack of results.
Of lack of results.
The source.
The source
of lack of greater wealth.
Lack of greater
in my life.
In my life.
Let the blood,
let
of, Jesus
the blood of Jesus
locate my source.
Locate my source.
Locate my source.
Locate,
locate
my source.
Locate, locate my source.
Locate,
locate
my
source.
Locate,
locate my source.
Locate,
locate my source.
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 Google my
Google my
source.
Google my source.
Google my source.
Google my
source. Google my source.
Google my source.
Google my source.
Google my source.
Le pepe baroko to kabaye.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ locate my source.
Le pepe eteke baroko to
locate my source.
Locate my source.
Locate my source.
Google my source.
Locate my source.
Google my source.
Locate my source.
Google 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 my source. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Last Wednesday, Lieutenant Colonel Amaku was also telling me something about my hometown. Because of some of the army people, I mean, that some generals, some people who came from my hometown, I mean, some professors, I mean, the things that have happened to them. And I was shocked. Please, nobody is free. I, the Laliboja, who is sharing this thing. That's why I am using myself. That's why I'm using my hometown. That's why I'm using myself. I'm using my hometown. I am not using anybody's tribe. I am using my hometown, my tribe. I met a Presbyterian pastor. And a very good friend, a lady who was a bank manager then from my former church, married a man from his church, came and married this lady from my former church. In fact, we used to pray together, myself and that lady, and even the brother, we used to pray together. Nice brother from a Presby church. And then, because we are producing a certain Bible, they've appointed some pastors. I represent Assemblies of God to come up with Ghana Study Bible. Ghana Study Bible. So we meet and then we work. We do academic. I mean, we do a lot of things. And so this man is having this problem because the sister called me, pastor, my husband, this, that. Say, oh. Why don't you talk to the pastor? So later I got to know that this pastor with whom I am in this group was he's the pastor. So after break one day, I said, Oh, yes. Look, the man is just a joke. The man just took the conversation. He didn't even want me to say, look, do you know something? That lady understands tithing. And support. Since he married that lady into the church, that lady has come to change a lot of things. She has come to change. And look, but the man is this, the man is that. Look, you want me to talk so that I lose my tithe, I lose the offering. I will not talk. God will manage him. This is what I say, God will manage him. You see why pastors don't talk? Pastors don't talk. Look, your pastors, they know, but offenses. They don't want to create anything. They don't know how you understand. So they preach diplomatically. And then they leave you there. I was shocked. That was the first time I heard that. Say, let God manage him. He's a child of God. He's not my child, but he's a child of God. Let God manage him. We want to pray right now. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any foundation. Any root.
Any root.
That is connected. To me not bearing fruit. To me not becoming productive. To me not achieving results. To me not doing greater works.
To me not doing greater works.
Any root. Any foundation. Any natural connection.
National connection.
Tribal connection.
Tribal connection.
Family connection.
That is connected.
To me. Not bearing fruit.
Not producing.
Result.
Yes, Lord.
I break myself off.
I break myself off.
I pray myself out of it.
I break myself out.
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 I disconnect myself.
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 I disconnect. I disconnect.
I disconnect.
I disconnect.
I detach.
I detach myself.
I detach
myself.
I detach.
I detach myself.
I detach
myself.
I detach.
I detach.
I disconnect.
I disconnect.
I disconnect.
I disconnect.
I detach.
I detach
myself from any tribal foundation,
from any national foundation,
from any family foundation,
from any national foundation,
from any regional foundation,
from any tribal foundation
that is affecting
my fruitfulness,
that is slowing down
my productivity,
that is slowing down my result, that is slowing down my greater work.
My greater
work. I detach myself.
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 I disconnect myself.
I disconnect myself.
I detach myself.
I disconnect myself.
I break myself
away. I break myself off.
I break myself off.
I break myself off.
I break myself off.
Yes, Lord.
I break myself off.
I break myself off.
I break myself off.
I break myself off.
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
Yes, Lord.
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
Yes, Lord.
I detach myself.
From any foundation.
Any
family foundation. Yes, Lord.
I detach myself.
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 National tribal foundation.
Il est bébé, il te que baroko to kaba. Il est bébé, il te que baroko to kaba. Il est bébé, il te que baroko to kaba. Il est bébé, il te que baroko to kaba. Il est bébé, il te que baroko to kaba. Il est bébé, il te que baroko to kaba. Il est bébé, il te que baroko to kaba. Il est bébé, il te que baroko to kaba. Il est bébé, il
te que baroko to
kaba. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Next week, God willing, we will hear more and we shall pray more. Listen to me. What is going to happen in your life has never happened before.
Amen.
I said these prayers. Yesterday, I received a testimony. We will read it on Sunday.
Amen.
And then Monday, too, I'll give it.
Yes, Lord.
Look, it is working.
Amen.
I said it is working.
Amen.
Because it is the Holy Spirit himself who is leading us. Yes, Lord. He is touching areas that we need to touch. I am telling you. He is touching areas that we need to touch. And I thank God that we are ready and willing. Say, I am ready.
I am ready.
Say, I'm willing.
I am willing.
Say, I am ready.
I am ready.
Say, I am willing. Say, I am ready. Say, I am willing. Say, I am ready. Say, I am willing. Say, I am ready. Say, I am willing. Say, I am ready. Say, I am willing. Say, I am ready. Say, I am willing. Because I want to bear fruit. I want to be productive. I want result. I want to do greater works. Lord, I am ready. I am ready to bear fruit. I am ready to produce result. I am ready to do greater works. I am ready. 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 I am willing. I am ready. I am willing. I am ready. I must be productive. I must be fruitful. I must produce result. I must do greater works. Leketeke barokoto. Kapakata kabayakata iprokoto kabarekete. Anything I touch must produce fruitfulness. Anything I touch must produce result. wherever I am located, because I'm a new creation. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I am a child of God. I am complete. I am complete. I am complete. From today, nothing, no foundation, no foundation, no foundation, no negative foundation, no shadow of any foundation should accompany me. Should accompany me. Should accompany me. Should accompany me. No shadow from national foundation. No shadow from tribal foundation, from regional foundation, from family foundation. No shadow. Should accompany me. Only the shadow of Christ. Only the shadow of Christ. Only the shadow of Christ should overshadow me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I declare a fruitful weekend, a productive weekend, a weekend with results. A weekend of greater works is what I usher you in, is what I declare unto you. Let this day be fruitful. Let this day be productive. Let this day produce result. Let this day produce greater works. I declare you blessed. I declare you blessed. I declare you productive. I declare you fruitful. I declare you producing result. I declare you doing greater works. I declare you doing greater works. I declare the day, I declare this weekend, a weekend of fruitfulness, a weekend of productivity, a weekend of resolve, a weekend of greater wish. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. And when the roll is called of those who are fruitful, those who are productive,
your name and my name shall never be missing.
And I see something good happening to somebody. It is happening to you, and it is happening to me. Even though 2023 is our year,
it is my year.
Shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.